I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a collaboration between the City of Toronto and CreateTO. Unveiled the opening of the city's first ever Indigenous-led site for Indigenous seniors this week. The housing complex is located at 140 Murden Street in the Midtown area along Yonge Street. Development of the project is under Housing Now, a city-based initiative to help create affordable housing and one of the components of Toronto's housing plan for 2020 to 2030. The initial plans were created in 2019 and 2021, and the city provided a short video of what they hope to achieve.
The city created the Housing TO Action Plan because if you go back to the past, we had a series of silos, different kinds of initiatives, and there was never really kind of an overarching look at the housing needs the city had so that you could be sure that you could build a city and have a city in which everybody's needs could be met for housing.
The City of Toronto is committed to advancing truth, reconciliation, and justice. We have embarked on a number of key partnerships with our Indigenous stakeholders. The recent MOU that we've entered into, the Memorandum of Understanding with Misrubik Development Corp, is a first step in advancing some of the housing commitments specifically. We know there's a lot more to be done. It can only be successful if it supports the self-determination of Indigenous peoples.
It's incredibly important that there's initiatives that are for Indigenous by Indigenous folks, that are led by Indigenous people. Often the colonial approach in Canada, which has failed miserably in many instances, has been colonial officials feel they know what's best for a group of people they have often very little understanding of. So the for Indigenous by Indigenous approach often works the best.
When you're in a homeless situation, anything simple is now compounded by so many other factors, and anxiety level never drops, because if you don't do this, then you're kicked out. But now, I've got my own little space, and my place is beautiful. I just, first thing my friends walk in, go, no way! This is a Native initiative.
Murden Street will be the first site, and there are plans to provide 184 new rental homes through this project. 50% of these homes will be allocated as affordable housing, according to a recent press release. Buildings will include ceremonial spaces, smudging rooms, and indoor and outdoor amenities for senior residents. The current site is home to Sprint Senior Care, and it will relocate temporarily next door until full construction of 140 Murden is completed. Additional community space will be part of the development for current and future tenants. Prior to the announcement, the city analyzed several proposals for the project and awarded it to the Mishinabe Cree First Nation. According to the press release, the Mishinabe Cree First Nation is active in community building and reconciliation by leading and contributing to initiatives in health, elder care, affordable housing, economic development, relationship building, culture, and intercultural dialogue. At the unveiling, Toronto Mayor John Tory was president with Deputy Mayor Anna Bailo and Chief Jason Gauthier of the Mishinabe Cree First Nation. Tory said, quote, "Supporting Indigenous-led housing projects is an important part of the affordable housing strategy in the Housing TO 2020 to 2030 action plan. We will continue to advance our commitment to reconciliation and moving forward together with Indigenous communities. I am committed to making way for more Indigenous-focused housing projects as quickly as possible, as part of our overall efforts with working with the other governments and our community partners to get more housing built." End quote. Chief Jason Gauthier said that he is delighted to work with the City of Toronto, and that these projects are generational and will work to house the present communities and sustain an inclusive future for all. The other partner in the project, CreateTO, was established in 2018. It is the city's real estate agency and works to help analyze Toronto's real estate assets and how they can be used effectively. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.